Climate crusaders Meghan and Harry take private jet to accept anti-racism award ahead of Netflix launch. By Kurt Zindelka on December 6, 2022. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry arrived by private jet in New York City as they are set to accept an award for their heroic efforts to fight racism on Tuesday ahead of the launch of their docuseries Harry and Meghan. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex arrived in Manhattan on Monday afternoon by private jet, where they were whisked away by a gas-guzzling SUV as they are set to receive a Human Rights Award at Tuesday evening's Elitist Ripple of Hope Gala, tickets for which were selling up to $1 million, £847,000, the Daily Mail reported. The pair have previously drawn criticism use of private planes while gallivanting around as alleged green crusaders, particularly after he used a private jet to fly to a celeb-studded climate change conference in Sicily sponsored by Google in 2019. On Tuesday, Meghan and Harry will be awarded for supposedly fighting against structural racism by the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Association. Previous winners of awards from the gala have included President Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. The glitzy event comes just days before the woke couple are prepared to launch a behind-the-scenes documentary on their lives on the streaming platform Netflix. A trailer released on Monday for the two-part series, which will debut on Thursday, implied that the couple will once again seek to blame the royal family and racism for Meghan's reception by the British public. As the trailer shows senior royals standing on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, Prince Harry says, "There's a hierarchy of the family. You know there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories. It's a dirty game," the prince adds after pundit claims that there was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas, and another declares it's about hatred, it's about race. The clip also appeared to link the supposed struggles the former Suits actress suffered as a result of marrying into the royal family to Prince Harry's late mother, Princess Diana. "I was terrified," Harry said, "I didn't want history to repeat itself." The trailer itself has come under criticism for how closely it cleaved to the truth after it was alleged that some of the clips used of frantic members of the press, supposedly hounding the couple like Diana, were actually scenes filmed from when former Donald Trump employee Michael Cohen surrendered to authorities ahead of his imprisonment in 2019. Royal editor for the Evening Standard, Robert Johnson, also questioned the use of another clip of a photographer taking the couple's picture with their child Archie to imply press overreach and invasion of privacy. Johnson said that in reality, the clip was taken from an event at Archbishop Desmond Tutu's residence in Cape Town and that there were just three journalists were allowed into the area, and that Harry and Meghan had signed off on the photographers being there. Royal sources have also disputed the notion that the palace had played any role in their decreasing popularity in the press or indeed among the public. An insider said that the royal family worked nonstop on their behalf and even tried to diminish stories involving Meghan's reportedly poor treatment of staff. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.